Longtime Maui residents say that you can't help but see and feel the changes in the island. In the last 50 years, Maui's population has quadrupled, and the forecast in the next 50 shows tens of thousands more will call Maui home. But for now, who exactly is on Maui? Where are the transplanted residents coming from? To answer that question and a few more of who's on Maui, we call John Harrison, the Program Director for Research and Analysis at the Maui Economic Development Board. He's also been a Maui resident for almost 20 years, and he's on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bethan. Good to be with you.
And thanks for making the time. You've been on Maui now for a couple of decades. There have been lots of people who were born and raised there and have seen many changes since the 1960s. But lately, we've been hearing from residents that there really seems to be a very different vibe about Maui, and that there seems to be a lot more people moving in from elsewhere. Does that have any basis in truth?
Yes, it does. It also reflects the fact that Maui has been a community in transition in terms of demographics over the last 50 years. It's been a pretty steady and consistent process. Back in the 60s, which is when jet travel began and the building of the major visitor industry resorts took place, until then, agriculture was the main driving force of the economy. And so with the change over to a more diversified economy, but particularly with emphasis in the visitor industry, there's been a influx of people and a number of different demographic trends have been taking place. Probably one of the biggest ones is where people are from exactly. In 1990, as recently as that, about 65% of the Maui population was born either in Maui County or in the state. And now that proportion is down to about 50%. So of the other 50%, it's divided pretty evenly between those who have migrated to Maui and are now here permanently, either from the other 49 states or from international destinations. So probably about half and half. And I think people are a little surprised when they learn that as many as 25% of the population of Maui today is foreign-born.
As far as the projections for the coming years, where Maui's population will escalate, amazingly to what, another 80,000 people coming in the next 50 years or so, according to projections, is that also going to be including people coming from elsewhere?
It's likely to, and bear in mind those are projections, and they're based on extrapolating current trends, or trends that have been established since about 1970. If you look at the demographic trend, it's in a straight upward line, with the exception of 2008 to 2010, when there was a hiccup due to the recession. But the projections show a continuation of that trend. And again, bear in mind that it doesn't take into account any black swan event or something unpredictable or even further recessions that we might see between now and the distant future.
But in looking at that future, even if there were to be some of those hiccups, the idea that more people are coming goes back to, well, where are they going to live and is there infrastructure in place and how are they going to get to where they need to go? All those questions that we talk about when we talk about a developing area. How is Maui answering those questions?
The planning is underway. The Department of Planning is mindful of those projections, and the general plan for the county addresses some of those issues. But it is it's a very significant population increase. We're already seeing a shortage in terms of housing stock, and that's demonstrated by the continuing upward rise in single-family home prices, which the median price is now over 600,000. For condos, it's over 400,000. But we've also seen something of a crisis in the rental market, where there's a real shortage in rental properties, and that's reflected in the significant increase in rents that people are experiencing or have experienced over the last few years. But it's definitely a big issue. Likewise, in terms of infrastructure, we've seen a lot of many infrastructure improvements on Maui, especially over recent years, improvements in roads and in other kinds of infrastructure too. But it's certainly going to be a major challenge over the next 30, 40 years.
John Harrison, as we're also looking at where, you know, not only just where people are coming from, but what kind of resources are they bringing, and who are they? Are we talking about people who have great disposable income and they're coming to retire on Maui? Are we talking about people who are entrepreneurs? Who exactly are we talking about?
We're talking about both those groups. Two of the fastest growing subgroups that have migrated into Maui over the last 15 years, say, are those with Latino or Hispanic ethnic origins, and also those of retirement age, so who in general do have a high disposable income. We are also seeing a lot of self-employed people that are coming in. It's a little bit harder to pin down exact numbers, because often self-employed don't show up in employment statistics. But there's been a general trend over the last 15 years in terms of the influx continuing to be, in terms of ethnic background, largely Caucasian groups. So the share of the population of Caucasian origin, it's about now 36%, which is the single largest group in Maui County, and it's the only island in the state where that is true. Well, so those are the major groups that we're seeing come in. Back in the 90s, say, one of the largest single groups was Filipinos, who make up a significant proportion of those that are foreign-born residents.
Well, for the moment, we're going to have to just furlough this conversation for another day. But thanks very much. We've just begun to scratch the surface of who's on Maui, but that's a good thumbnail sketch. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bethann, and aloha.
And we'll talk again. John Harrison is Program Director for Research and Analysis at the Maui Economic Development Board. He's currently working on the Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy for Maui County, the State of Hawaii, and the U.S. Department of Commerce.